the Queen of Oud, died in France in 1858. What sensations have you experienced since you left the terrestrial world behind?
I would not be able to say. I am still experiencing some confusion.
Are you happy?
I miss earthly life. I do not know. I am experiencing poignant pain from which earthly life would set me free. I wish my body would rise from the grave.
Do you regret having been buried among Christians and not in your own country?
Yes. Indian soil would weigh less on my body.
What do you think about the funeral honors rendered to your remains?
They were quite ordinary. I was a queen, and not everybody knelt before me. Leave me alone. I'm being forced to speak. I do not want you to know what I am now. I was a queen. Be aware of that.
We respect your royal position, and we would ask you to please respond for our instruction. Do you believe that your son will one day recover the estate of his father?
Of course. My blood will reign. He is entitled to it.
Do you attach the same importance to your son's reintegration as when you were incarnate?
My blood cannot be mixed with that of commoners.
The place of your birth could not be found on your death certificate. Could you now tell us what it was?
I was born into the noblest blood of India. I think I was born in Delhi.
You used to live amidst the splendors of luxury and surrounded with honors. What do you think about all that now?
I have the right to them.
Did the high position you occupied on Earth enable you to enjoy a higher position in the world where you are now?
I am still a queen. Send slaves to serve me. I do not know. No one seems to be very concerned about me here. And yet, I am still the same.
Do you belong to the Muslim religion or to a Hindu religion?
Muslim. However, I was too powerful to concern myself with God.
What difference do you see between the religion you professed and Christianity with regard to human happiness?
The Christian religion is absurd. It says that all people are brothers.
What is your opinion of Muhammad?
He was not the son of a king.
Do you believe that he was on a divine mission?
What do I care?
What is your opinion about Christ?
The son of a carpenter is not worthy of occupying my thoughts.
What do you think about the custom where Muslim women are withdrawn from the eyes of men?
I think that women were born to rule. I was a woman.
Have you ever envied the freedom enjoyed by European women?
No. What do I care about their freedom? Are those who serve them on their knees?
Do you remember having any other existence on Earth previous to your last one?
I must have always been a queen.
Why did you answer our call so quickly?
I did not want to. I was forced.
Do you think I would have condescended to answer?
Who are you in comparison to me?
Who forced you to come?
I do not know. However, there could be not anyone more powerful than I.
In what form are you presenting yourself to us?
I continue as a queen. Do you think I would cease being so? You show little respect. You must know that queens are addressed differently.
If we could actually see you, would we see you in all your arrays and jewels?
Certainly.
How does it happen that, having left all that behind, your spirit retained such appearances, especially your finery?
They did not leave me. I am as beautiful as ever. I do not know what idea you have of me. It is true that you have never seen me.
How do you feel about finding yourself amongst us?
If possible, I would not be. You treat me with so little respect.
And then St. Louis says,
"Leave her alone, the poor creature. Have compassion on her blindness. May she serve you as an example. You do not realize how much her pride suffers."
The comment says, "In evoking this now entombed fallen grandeur, we did not expect answers of great depth, given the education of most women in that country. However, we thought that we might encounter in this spirit, if not philosophy, at least a closer sense of reality and more rational ideas related to vanity and earthly grandeur. Far from it. In this spirit, earthly ideas have retained all their strength. We see a pride which has lost none of its illusions, which struggles against its own weakness, and which, in effect, must suffer much from its powerlessness.